Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
People have been trying forever to sort of crack the code on how to do like a gay bachelor or something like that, where you take a bunch of gay guys and you stick them in a house and they all look for love. Because the problem is always that they need to stay focused on the bachelor figure and not just start hooking up with each other.
Yeah, just turns into hedonism.
It's chaos as soon as cocktail hour happens. Uh-huh. There's no show unless you want to, because in these shows, you want the love journey, not just 25 guys hooking up. Well, and it's very difficult. Well, it's very difficult to try and figure that out. Uh-huh. I came across this online yesterday, just some guy, I don't even know who he is, on some social channel, where he's pitching an idea to sort of give fans a gay bachelor with safeguards, a twist that I think is a brilliant idea. And if he didn't say it publicly and said it privately to somebody, maybe some psycho company and executive producer would actually make it. But listen to this show pitch.
TV show idea. 11 gay men, one straight man, island style. Vote one or two off every week, trying to vote off the straight one. Two ways to win. The straight man lasts until the final two and gets all the prize money. The gay men vote off the straight man and divide the cash prize. The trick is all of the men are straight, and we get 5 to 10 weeks of straight men convincing each other that they're more gay than the other guy. Oh. What? That's a really good idea.
Wait. Okay. So it's actually
it's kind of like the Traitors.
So yeah. Everyone's straight.
Everyone's straight, but they all know the game. They all think that they're the one straight guy. And their job is to not get identified by the gay guys and get voted off. Instead, they're all straight, and then you have an entire season of television with 12 straight guys trying to convince other straight guys that they're gay.
Okay. So nobody knows who the straight guy is, but they're all acting gay.
They yes, because they all think they're the one straight guy.
But what if someone spilled and said, I'm straight, and they go, well, no, I'm the straight guy. No,
then you would think they were lying.
Yeah.
You would think that's part of the game.
Also, you don't want to jeopardize the money that you could potentially win. So
kind of like the traitors.
But, okay.
This just seems like...
Here's a question, right?
Yeah.
How far are you willing to go? Well,
that's my thing.
Are there limitations?
Like, you only have to convince people that you're gay.
What happens if, let's say, I don't know, there's like a one-on-one date that's set up?
Right.
Like, what do you do in that moment?
See, the problem is this, though. The problem isn't the one-on-one date.
Like,
the problem
you do,
is
Chef?
You really want the money. And then you start hearing that everybody in the house is thinking you're the straight one. So then you...
have to gay it up.
Right.
Even more?
Right.
So then all the straight guys might, like, hook up with each other?
That's the question, Maria.
That's the question.
How far are you willing to go?
For the money.
For the money. Okay, what's the dollar amount?
Wow. Let's say $65,000 to $75,000. Okay. That's
how
normal
far are you willing to go,
Shem?
To win?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
70K?
75.
75K?
Yeah.
No, I got at least be $100,000.
Okay, $100,000 then.
Okay. 100K. What are you doing, Shem?
Oh.
You know what? I'll do what needs to be done.
You would.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Real bad man.
Would you watch the show, Maury? Straight guys?
1,000%.
Trying to convince other straight guys that they're gay?
1,000%.
I think I'd be good at it, too. I think I'd be good at it, too.
You think so? You think you'd win?
I think I could convince, for sure.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
I think, Shem, the minute somebody's leaning in for a kiss is when he will screw up the whole thing.
But guys aren't going to lean in for a kiss because they're all straight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like
if they're doing a good job at it,
I know
Shem's going to screw it up because he's not going to want to do the kiss.
Shem would have to do is start singing.
Sing and let show them my beauty regimen.
No. Yes. Okay, beautiful. Shem, let's hear. Can you do Broadway songs? Can you do show tunes?
I can do show tunes. I can do Broadway songs. And listen, here's the thing. I think where straight guys will mess up is that they will try to be too flamboyant and screw it up and think that's what... it means to be gay.
But I think that's what
I think they would screw that up, and I would not.
Guys, I think we just found our winner. Congratulations.
He's a fan, he's a fan.
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Thank you.
Ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on KISS all day for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text.
If we call you, you'll be entered in the draw to win a pair of tickets on Thursday at midnight.
It's KISS 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Tim's Holiday Smile Cookies here. Until November 24th, 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities, community groups, and Tim's Camps. Get one to give back to your community at participating restaurants in Canada.
Whether it's towing your big toys or hauling gear for the job site, the Toyota Tundra handles it all without breaking a sweat. By the end, you'll be standing there wishing you could high-five that truck. That's what we call being Tundra Struck. It's time to be impressed. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2024 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $129 weekly for 40 months at 2.39% with $5,300 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Welcome to Waste Collection Safety 101. When you see a waste truck ahead, should you A, speed up, or B, pass slowly with caution? The answer is B. Keep waste collectors safe by slowing down and always passing with caution. A message from the City of Toronto.
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
Imagine this. The sound of a helicopter touching down on a mountain peak. The crunch of snow under your skis. And the feeling of total freedom. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $32 million. Buy your ticket today.
Save big at Shoppers Drug Mart's Black Friday Super Sale. Shop November 22nd to 29th and enjoy big savings on the products you love. Plus, open your PC Optimum app, shop your offer, scan, and earn 20,000 points. That's a $20 value. So whether you're shopping for the holidays or your favorites, you'll find really great deals throughout the store, especially since we've dropped prices on hundreds of everyday essentials. Head to Shoppers Drug Mart for the Black Friday Super Sale. Save big, leave happy. Conditions apply. Details in store.
Mark your calendars. Healthy Planet's Black Friday Super Sale starts November 21st. Save up to 60%. Plus, buy any Benefits by Nature product from superfoods to pantry items and earn 10 times the points. That's 10 healthy points for every dollar spent. But that's not all. Sign up in-store to become a new Healthy Points member and earn 1,000 points. That is $10 off your next purchase. Visit Healthy Planet starting November 21st and save big. Healthy Planet, your one-stop health shop with everyday value.
Hey, got your headphones on? I'm out here jogging, and just between us, let's talk urine leakage. You know, Tenamen, the protective underwear is made for us, secure and discreet, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. No more dribble dramas. Keep control with Tenamen. Discreet protection designed for men. And hey, if I can run with it, you've got nothing to sweat.
Jim, sweetie, it's me, Dawn, on the radio. Please don't get me earrings again this year. I have a jewelry box full of them. I love them, but all I really want is a gift certificate to Thermea Spa Village. And who knows? If you get a gift certificate for two, I might even make you my plus one. Okay, love ya.
This holiday season, give your loved ones what they really want. Give the gift of Thermea. Visit Thermea.com/Whitby to purchase a gift certificate. Take good care.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper. But never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez, the one from Toronto. The new Mob Rewards still treats me like a star. I earn points on everything I love and match your own food basics. Mob Rewards, made for everyone, even me, Jennifer Lopez. Join today and save.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
The engine of this great city. Local 416 members across the city of Toronto show up each day to keep Toronto clean, moving, and safe. They care for our city's public spaces, buildings, fleet, and infrastructure, and provide the essential services residents and visitors depend on. Help us give City of Toronto workers the respect and recognition they need to continue to support us all. Join the conversation and learn more at local416.ca. That's local416.ca.
Light up Black Friday with great offers from Freedom Mobile. Visit a Freedom store or head to freedommobile.ca to check it out. Conditions apply.
When it comes to Roz and Mocha, we already know who's your fave.
I think Mocha.
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
But who's the luckiest?
Obviously, it's me.
Yeah, right, in your dreams.
It's Roz and Mocha's Easy Money.
Choose between Roz and Mocha and spin the wheel.
If it lands on your pick, you could be kickstarting your day with hundreds of dollars.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha's Easy Money.
Weekday mornings at 6:15.
Only on Kiss 92.5.
Say you don't see it, your mind's polluted. Say you wanna quit.
Roz and Mocha.
Kiss
92.5.
So we've already established, especially if you've been listening to the Roz and Mocha show for a long time, we all know, damn it, Maury wears the same boxers for like 5 to 7 days
still,
in a row.
Huh? Still?
Yeah,
still,
why not?
Doesn't change. The times that he used to go to the gym, he would still wear those boxers to the gym, go home, he would shower, and then put those exact same boxers on again right afterwards. Disgusting.
A few weeks ago, I left the gym and went out to celebrate Halloween in my gym clothes and dirty boxers.
And then you still wore those boxers the very next day, right?
So you're welcome.
The current pair that you're wearing, day what?
These are new because it's like a new week.
But every week is a new week.
Yeah. Like, I guess the new week happens whenever you decide to put new underpants on?
Like the cycle.
Oh. Interesting.
Okay. I have a video I'm going to send to you guys. Okay. I'm going to send everybody in the group chat. So check your phones in a second. Okay?
All right, yep.
The title of this video,
Don't
use a boxer more than once a day without washing it. When you guys get the video, don't click on it yet. Just tell me when everyone receives
it. I got it.
Everyone's got it? Okay. Yeah. There's no words in it. There's a song, but there's stuff that you're seeing on the screen, okay? So I'm just going to prep you guys and everybody listening right now what the video is about. It's a scientist, and he swabs the crotch area of the boxers.
Okay.
Then he rubs it on one of those like rectangular plastic plates that goes underneath a microscope. Go ahead. Click on the video and start watching.
Okay.
What part are you guys at?
He's rubbing
it on my God.
Keep watching, Jeff. Keep watching. No, keep watching.
Oh, no.
Keep watching.
So,
but could you not find that on anything, though?
Oh, my God. Bruh.
So,
Who wants to describe that?
So there's just like a lot of things swimming around. I don't know what you call those, but like under the slide, there's a lot of things swimming around. And then there's like a, and I don't know what this is, but it's like a brown patch of something
that has things. You know what?
That has things living on it.
Oh my God.
And when you say things are moving around, it's not like they're just like sliding back. Like these are things that are under the microscope that are literally moving. They look like little worms or little maggots that are moving around.
Like, has anybody said what those are?
It's bacteria. That's bacteria.
I think every single thing I've ever seen where somebody swabs it and they put it under a microscope, it looks disgusting. If we took your hat, Mocha, and swabbed it and put it under a microscope, we would all throw up.
Nah, guaranteed. I don't think so.
Yeah, because your head sweats, and if you don't wash your hats, you probably got bacteria up in there, too.
Guaranteed you would. For sure.
I'm going to be sick.
Maybe we should, like, who has more swimmers? Maury's boxers or Mocha's hat?
Oh, my God.
Maury's boxers.
Not it.
I think the hat.
Yes.
No way.
Are you kidding?
Oh.
Gross.
No way.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Time keeps rolling. I keep hoping. Got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac and jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school. James Lee had never knew we would grow up so fast, and summer's underneath the sun.
Now, funny.
The biggest hits,
the best throwbacks.
This is Kiss 92.5. very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Yo, we got a question from a Roz and Mocha superfan, a.k.a. Flaming Romo. His name is Edward, and he says this. For those that sing in the car, do you go with melody or do you try to harmonize? Shem, go
harmony,
ahead.
Harmony. I do it in the ear.
I hear Shem harmonizing everything.
I harmonize everything.
Harmonizes to commercials that we play on the show.
All the time.
To the songs.
Can't help
Shem,
it.
Even like songs that we play featuring Shem, he will harmonize with this.
Such a narcissist, right? Yeah. I do. I harmonize everything. I can't help it. Can't help it.
Damn it, Maury, what do you do?
I always like to sing backup.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Not I like bad, to be a pep. Bad.
Yeah.
Maria, what do you do?
I just go with the melody.
Yeah.
Sing my heart out.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Sing with the melody. I don't have the voice to harmonize like that.
Yeah.
What about you, Roz?
I think I just go with melody. I actually don't do a lot of car singing, to be honest with you.
No. You don't?
Oh my God, it's so fun.
No. Like sometimes I will, but like under my breath, but I never belt it out in the car. Like really? I never.
I think you're lying.
I'm not. Why would I lie?
So therapeutic to just sing your heart out in the car.
Yes. No, like I do, but I never go, like I never do that where I'm going full volume. Like I don't know why. I'll sing stuff. I'll sing along with a song, but I never like perform. I never give it my all.
Really? I'll do it with you in the car.
No, I don't.
Great question. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, damn it, Maury. The times that you used to drive Roz into work and you're listening to music, would you sing in the car with Roz or would you try to get him to sing along with you?
I was singing. I remember singing all the time.
Yeah.
It was only once a week.
And Roz would reach over and turn down the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it was only once a week because normally when Maury used to drive me in, we always listened to the news station. But on Fridays, the gay station would play like a super mix, right?
It was a dance party.
It was a dance party. And it was the stuff. It was all like Madonna and Cher and then a whole
RuPaul.
RuPaul. Like, I never heard a RuPaul song before.
That is like your playlist, right? Maury.
I couldn't sing along to a RuPaul song. I didn't even know RuPaul.
You gotta work.
Yep.
How does that go?
You gotta work.
That's it. That's all you got.
That's all I remember.
Roz, if we can just jump into your truck real quick, crank up the volume, and have you harmonize one of your favorite songs that you listen to.
I don't even know.
Okay, go for it.
Go ahead, man.
I'm gonna start to cry. I haven't heard this since I was a kid.
All by myself.
Go sing.
No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf.
That's what the voice
is. Misbehaving, saving my love for you.
I don't even know what you. I don't even want to know what you searched to get this stuff.
Yeah, you don't.
There's like a whole. You got a whole file over there.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
KISS 92.5.
In the corner of my mind, there's a secret place I hide away. But it's nothing like your eyes, shining brighter every night and day. I'll lose myself on my memories fade away. Whoa, till there's nothing left but the love is here to stay. Oh, won't you take me?
so greedy.
All right.
My answer is 1,643.
You're not going to be able to phone Grandma for ages.
You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
$92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4
on KISS 92.5.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with 5 new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. You can save $2.53 on a bag of your Fresh Market mini red or yellow potatoes on for only 94 cents. That's 73% in savings. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics and heartwarming movies streaming all day, every day to get you in the holiday spirit. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Get early access to Black Friday prices now at The Brick. And on Friday, November 22nd, for one day only, we're releasing even more Black Friday deals. Get 65% off sofas when you buy the matching love seat or chair. Up to 30% off sectionals and recliners. Up to 30% off bedroom, dining, and home entertainment furniture. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to an extra $300 off major kitchen appliances. Some exclusions apply. See in-store for details. The Brick, saving you more.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
Amazon Black Friday week is here, with up to 35% off toys to stuff their stocking. Noise-canceling tech to silent their night. And fashion, like slippers, to missile their toes. Shop Amazon's Black Friday deals now.
Toronto, your perfect steak awaits. This December, Chop Steakhouse and Bar opens at 181 University Avenue. Enjoy steak seared to perfection, handcrafted cocktails, and fresh seafood in a modern, vibrant setting. Whether it's a dinner out, happy hour, or late-night cravings, Chop is your new favorite dining destination. Visit Chop.ca to view our menu and learn more about downtown Toronto's newest, hottest steakhouse. Chop Steakhouse and Bar, opening soon.
Oh, Maya. Maya. She loves being cool. 21 degrees is her favorite number. God, she's the coolest, especially at night. So I raise the temp at 10 p.m. because she gets chilly when she sleeps. Maya loves using less energy, and I love Maya. We're basically besties.
With SmartFlow from Enbridge Sustain, you won't have to think about your HVAC, but it will always be thinking of you. With smart controls and zero upfront costs, visit EnbridgeSustainSmartFlow.com to learn more.
At Great Wolf Lodge, your whole family can go on an adventure. Splash away in our water park and bowl a perfect score with your pack. And mix game time with family time. And at Great Wolf Lodge, all this excitement is just a short drive away. So bring the pack together and learn more at GreatWolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Another rough winter. It's a given. Winterize your pickup truck now at Bison and get the extra protection, toughness, and style of Canada's most trusted truck accessory brand. Save up to $100 for a limited time on soft, hard, trifold tonneau covers, side steps, bed, and floor mats. Bison offers free Canada-wide ground shipping and offers a 2-year warranty. Or get your tonneau cover installed free when you buy locally in-store. Built for your truck, built to last. Find your location at BisonTonneauCovers.com.
Our Black Friday sale is on right now at Wine Rack, and we're serving up the lowest prices. So you can save up to $4 on a wide selection of your favorite wines, like great-tasting Jackson Triggs, Bodacious, and Saintly. Plus, why not discover and save $3 on new exclusives like Boo, European-inspired blends from France, Italy, and Spain. So why not head to Wine Rack and save big on quality wines at a great price? Wine Rack, in your neighborhood, local grocery store, and at winerack.com.
Must be legal drinking age. Please enjoy responsibly. See store for details.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
Show.
Hey, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on.
Calm down. Time to get it off the chest right now. Maybe you should talk about your problems. Roz and Mocha Vented Moments.
Oh, my gosh. Vented Moments, one of my favorite things that we do here on the Roz and Mocha Show. If you ever want to be a part of Vented Moments, text VENT to 925-555. You can be completely anonymous, by the way, with Vented Moments.
You don't have to say anything other than what is pissing you off. Mm-hmm. So, and then again, like the story behind Vented Moments, if it's your first time hearing it, people have these things that just drive them nuts. Sometimes it might be politically incorrect to say to your friends or your coworkers or even put your name behind it. Sometimes it's about the people you know. Uh-huh. We give you the platform. We give you the show. We give you the audience to just go off. So caller, what are you venting about today?
I'm venting about walking my dog.
Walking your dog?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
When we first got our dog 2 years ago, we were told that she was between 10 and 11 years old and that she'd only need 2 half-hour walks a day.
Okay. Wait. What kind of dog? What kind of dog?
She's half pug, half miniature pincher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So they said, all right, great. You know, she's older. She'll be quiet, not much energy. She'll be mellow. We learned quickly that we adopted the equivalent of a 58-year-old Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
She was ready to cross six lanes of traffic to kick another dog's ass, whether they did anything or not.
Yo, I'm looking at a photo of these dogs. Super cute, by the way, bro.
Exactly. That's the problem. She's made a ton of progress since then, but she's still very reactive. So we have to keep her head on a swivel and try to keep a fair distance from other dogs when walking her. So when I get some dude who's on his phone walking his husky, or some tall chick with a ponytail pulled through her baseball cap and a tank top and yoga pants, car walking their dog behind us at about 60 knots an hour, you know, we have to do everything in our power to get our dog from going Arturo Gatti on their dog. The problem is, a dog looks all sweet and innocent and all cute.
Yeah.
But she treats every walk like her first day in prison.
I'm top dog.
Yeah. She's looking for the first dog to unleash on, no matter the size. So maybe speed walking through us like Usain Bolt at a middle school track meet isn't such a great idea, right?
Yeah.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
You know my dog's history? Because we don't. What we do know is that we only seen her back down once. And that was when we came face to face with a coyote.
Oh, dang.
Oh, wow.
But we were in Leaside. So the coyote just kind of licked us up and down, then hopped in its Range Rover and drove to Starbucks. So,
Sky.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty special over there, those coyotes.
Full routine.
Yeah. They got a whole thing there. They're getting their rackets restrung at Merchant of Tennis.
Okay.
So, is this a troll job, man? Like, you had this whole routine written down and...
So
testing out the material.
So are you pissed off at other dog walkers, or are you pissed off at your own dog?
It's a little bit of both. The dog walkers that don't give us any notice, you know, that just kind of come right up to us, that part drives me nuts. But, you know, this dog, when it's like constantly trying to hold her back, it's like Scrappy-Doo, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If it makes you feel any better, we have a 3-year-old Australian Shepherd at home. When we leave to take the dog out in the neighborhood, I got to look both ways down the street to make sure that there are no people, that there are no other dogs,
really?
And hope that when we are out in the wild, we don't encounter anyone in the neighborhood, because our Australian Shepherd, Leo, loses his mind.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not aggression, it's excitement, because he wants to see people, he wants to go to the other dog, and he is pulling like crazy.
Right.
So I feel you, man. It's tough.
Yeah. It's not like she hates people. She's all right with people as long as they don't try to come near her. But with dogs, it's on site all the time. Like, wow. She's only had two doggy friends, and one she met in a fight.
Yeah.
She bought him first, and then it's like, okay, now we're cool.
Right.
And then the second one was a puppy who grew up to be like a 90-pound American bulldog. And he wasn't fixed, and every time she sees him, she still tries to hump him.
It's a lady that knows what she wants.
Oh, yeah. You know, it'd be the equivalent of you coming home from work, Ross, and Catherine trying to hump you.
I understand what humping is.
Oh, my God.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Also, stay out of my business.
It's just like, who's the boss? It's me. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I only say it, I'm not accusing Catherine of anything. It's just that like
sounds
my dog,
like you are,
very
bro.
Cute,
yo,
and,
you know, what time? What time's your routine at the comedy club this weekend? Maybe I'll come check you out.
I got a tight 5 coming up, but I'll let
all right,
this
all
guy.
Right, all right,
yo,
all right.
Thanks so much for joining us on Vented Moments.
Not a problem.
By the way,
so
that's what Catherine told me the last time I walked in the kitchen.
Yes, this is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
tell her every day. Oh, you know, you know, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll stay.
Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Timothy Chalamet doing that Bob Dylan movie. And I guess Timothy Chalamet is actually singing in the movie.
Oh, no.
So
bad.
I want to play you a clip. I'm going to play you Bob Dylan, first of all. So okay. I'll play a Bob Dylan song called Hard Rains Are Gonna Fall. This is Bob Dylan.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son?
Is it folky?
Sure.
And where have you been, my darling?
Very specific voice, right?
Mm-hmm. Unique.
Very specific. Thank you. Very unique.
I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty.
All right, now you want to hear Timothy Chalamet?
Sure.
So this is Timothy Chalamet.
I'm be disappointed.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son?
Yo, this is Timothy Chalamet's real voice?
Yeah.
Oh, where have you been, my darling young one?
Wow, this is good.
It's not bad, right?
I stumbled on the
side. I thought it was going to sound way different. Like in a bad way.
Yeah.
I walked and I
crawled. Because Bob Dylan's a hard one because so many people have done a version of Bob Dylan as parody.
Uh-huh.
That it's a fine line between doing Bob Dylan and not having it sound like a goof, right?
He said he prepared five years for this movie.
What's that, Mar?
He said that he prepared 5 years for this movie.
Really, yeah.
That he was meant to do this role.
Yeah. I think he sounds all right.
Yeah. Hey, stupid question.
Does he get more money for singing the actual songs? Probably.
Okay, stupid question number two.
Okay. Yeah.
And don't come at me for this, because I don't know much about... Or sorry, I don't know anything about Bob Dylan.
Okay, no problem.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Does anyone know what Bob Dylan thinks of Timothy Chalamet singing the songs?
Exactly. You probably never will.
No.
Didn't Bob Dylan, what was the award that Bob Dylan won and he didn't show
the
up?
The Nobel Prize.
The Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh my God, that's like such a high honor.
Yeah, he didn't show.
He wasn't there to grab it.
Nah. Like, he's like, no thanks. He didn't
like,
want
no
it.
Like, no thanks, I don't want it? Yeah, or like, I think, send it in the mail?
Yeah, no, hold on here. Let me get this right.
Can you like UPS it to me?
Yeah, hold on here.
Why?
Like, that is, like,
that's
you know,
a big honor. Like, you should go.
People, like, their life's mission is to get a Nobel Peace Prize. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
I'm so cultured, guys.
Bob Dylan declined to attend the 2016 Nobel Prize ceremony for literature due to prior commitments.
Prior commitments?
He did acknowledge the award.
By saying what? I know about them?
So good. He's just one of those old dudes.
All right.
Cool. Anyway, so there you go. Sounds good.
Yeah. All he said was sorry.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Yeah, chain swinging, clang clang, and it costs a lot. I'm always at the gully, yeah, and you are not bad. Deep, keep on going till you hit the spot. Whoa, I'm a big bag hunter with the bow. She got a big bed, drop it low. Mama called me and she happy with the grow. Never ever fall for it. About a million options of the stock and I stop doing the agreement. I'm rock arenas, bringing the peace. I'm bumping that park in the car, pretending I got all the eyes on me. Got a bad baby and she's independent. Too many people older than me, they're seeking attention. When they want me by the goofies, man, I should've listened. And the smell of the money, my strangest addiction. She tip for I let her lit, I had to dip. I'm off for fifth, I'm a rich now. I bought a whip, I paint a paint, it drive itself. You think, yeah, I'm rich now. Hey, little mama, yeah, you heard about me. I'ma pop you like a pea, yeah, at a mommy. Yeah, I feel so hot like I'm chilling on the beach. Yeah, baby in the sun like the Teletubbies. Singing low while I pop a ball off of y'all. Chain swinging, clang, clang, and it costs a lot. I'm always at the Guala, yeah, and you are not bad. Deep, keep on going till you hit the spot. Whoa, I'm a big bag hunter with the bow. She got a big bed, drop it low. Mama called me and she happy with the grow. Never ever fall for a body that's a no. I've been in the club and taking if you got your mask off in the photo, you getting crap. Hopping out the phone, shed the CVS is like a block away. Bought a moisturizer, my ice cold is dry on my face. Don't need that VVS, my ice is fake. Your life is fake, I choose to do it for my pocket's sake. You're basing your opinions on what the major says. I renovate the bad energy I erase. Yeah, I don't really ever want to talk. Only really ever want to... I'm going back to the side. At least this money never really stop. Hey, little mama, yeah, you heard about me. I'ma pop you like a pea, yeah, at a mommy. Yeah, feel so hot like I'm chilling on the beach. Yeah, baby in the sun like the Teletubbies. Singing low while I pop a ball off.
mafia, chain swinging, clang clang, and it costs a lot. I'm always at the Guala, yeah, and you are not bad. Deep, keep on going till you hit the spot. Whoa, I'm a big bag hunter with the bow. She got a big bed, drop a low. Mama called me and she happy with the glow. Never ever fall for a thought, he doesn't know.
Kiss 92.5,
home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Hi, you know what's wanted in there. Sherman and Maria, who work in a completely different studio from us. I see them on the computer monitor, and they are both, right before we went on the radio, they're both like clapping, singing, and laughing at the same time. What's up?
Just being, you know, just
stop
getting
lying.
Hyped.
Just tell the truth.
No, just getting hyped for the show. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
Really,
we just...
You guys have like your own secret cheer in there?
No.
What's that joke?
We were honestly just like singing show tunes.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Sometimes Chum and I will get in here and then we'll like be like, did you hear this song? And then we play it and we just start singing.
So what was the song today?
Oh, gosh. You really want to know?
Yeah.
Well, this wasn't a show tune. We were singing Stand By Me.
Oh, go ahead. Both of you.
Oh, gosh. All right, I guess I'll do the
beat. I had to put the lyrics back up. I couldn't remember what I was
doing. You see, you guys are just like...
Yeah. When the night has come, I don't know the words, I have to Google it. And the night is young.
And
right?
It's dark, sure.
Oh, right.
And the moon.
Don't say that.
The only
light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So, darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Don't stand.
No. I take it all back. Everything I've just said, I take it all back.
I was just about to like celebrate and give you all the air horns and everything. But...
Don't you stand by me.
All that, Maria? 60 seconds of like, yo, stand by me, please stand by me.
Sorry.
And then all of a sudden.
Listen, Maria's generation listens to Stand By Me and they see it as a microaggression. Right?
Don't you dare stand by me.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
On Kiss.
Celebrate mornings.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth. That even the darkest days and the bad times are better in twos. I give you the world, take it all from me.
take it all from me. Whatever you want, you can have for free.
This Friday on Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
My mom was during the day. She was cleaning the house. Everyone else was just out and about. And all of a sudden, from a distance as she was mopping the floor, she hears the slightest tick on the floor, but just slight enough to catch her attention.
Mm-hmm.
She looks. She says, that's weird. There's something small in the corridor area. She looks. Doesn't she see? And I swear to God, she sees a nail, a fresh human nail with skin and fresh blood still attached to it. She starts freaking out. She's like, what the heck is this?
Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story. Catch the whole thing Friday morning at 7:30
on Kiss 92.5. Taylor Swift's here with the Eras Tour.
My name's Taylor.
And not a single ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on Kiss all day for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text.
If we call you, you'll be entered in the draw to win a pair of tickets on Thursday at midnight.
It's Kiss 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
RedTag.ca's early Black Friday pre-sale is here with up to 65% off vacation packages. Plus, a chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. No matter the destination, from adventurous to relaxed, your next escape deserves the best pre-Black Friday deals. Don't wait. Book today at RedTag.ca or call 1-866-5-RedTag.